So how does he do it? How does James Holzhauer do it? Perhaps some of you have been following, at least heard about the game Jeopardy and the winning streak that a young man named James Holzhauer has reached. 32 straight games, more than 1,100 correct answers. I haven't had more than 1,000 correct answers in my entire life. And tomorrow night, he may well break the $2,520,700 record amassed in 2004 by a guy named Ken Jennings, who did it in 74 straight games. It occurred to me that if Jeopardy question were to be constructed about the Feast of the Ascension, what would it be? How about, what is the event that marks the end of St. Luke's story of Jesus and the beginning of another? If you were to say the Ascension, you would be correct. It is a curious feast of the church, isn't it? In most dioceses and traditionally had been celebrated on Thursday, Ascension Thursday. But others, such as the Archdiocese of Washington, have made it more common to be on this Sunday. It is a way for most of the faithful to hear the significance of this feast. Many of you would not be able to celebrate the feast if it were on Thursday. And so the diocese said, let's try Sunday. So more people can find and experience the meaning of this, some ways, mysterious feast. It's not the birth, it's not the death. We've had the resurrection and we're waiting for the Pentecost. So it's like a bridge. And we are offering an image of this when we hear the readings. We hear the gospel from the very last words of Luke's gospel. He led them up as far as Bethany, raised his hand, blessed them, and was taken up to heaven. Then, the next book that Luke does, remember, the gospel of Luke is like book one of Jesus' story. The Acts of the Apostles is like book two. What was the impact of Jesus' life story? Hence, the Acts of the Apostles. Book one, the gospel is like the Acts of Jesus. So we're in a bridge between the Acts of Jesus, the Gospel of Luke, and the Acts of the Apostles. This, notice how Luke begins and the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, the Gospel, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. That's our gospel. But now he begins. But when you receive the power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. The key word there is witnesses. The ways in which the disciples following Jesus is at first the ascension and then the Pentecost becomes the witnesses. We are given an image then of Jesus rising up in the clouds and disappearing. And that's what artists generally depict, going up and disappearing. Well, not exactly. Jesus' earthly life ended with the ascension, if you will. But his spiritual life is about to begin. Next Sunday, we will celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. But let's go back to the experience of those apostles and disciples as they experienced Jesus disappearing on that mountain. What were they thinking as they looked intently at the sky as he was leaving? Might they have asked themselves, why can't he stay? Who will be with us to show us how to be his witnesses? Who will intervene when we argue among ourselves or scandal rocks our community and we feel like we're going to collapse and the whole mission is going to be destroyed? Who'll teach us to answer his enemies' objections? What should we do next? This evening, tomorrow evening, they ask. Should we go home and lead good lives or go into the road to be preachers? What does preach the gospel mean anyway? These were the questions that the disciples must have pondered, particularly between the ascension and the Pentecost. We think of 10 days, perhaps it were, but more experientially, they experienced the resurrection, but something more needed to be done. These may have been some of the ponderings as they stared up at the heavens. It took the two men dressed in white garments. Were these the same two men at the empty tomb? To shake them of whatever nostalgia or anxiety they were feeling. So that rather than rush off fired by their own enthusiasms and plans, the disciples were told to wait. So they will do that, letting themselves be ready and waiting for God to have an influence on them. Waiting. It's so difficult at times to wait, is it not? Our anxieties capture us and they move us in sometimes unfree directions. The waiting that is being asked for is the freedom offered by the Holy Spirit, not just 2,000 years ago, but a waiting for the Spirit to lead us and not our egos, listening, discerning, hoping. Such questions reveal that the ascension marks a major change in the church, a bridge between what was and what will be. The early church was about to undergo a big change, and the ascension is an in-between time when one period is ending and a new one is about to begin. How appropriate it is then that we are celebrating the feast of an occasion when our church is changing because, my brothers and sisters, literally beginning this night, this church will be changing. As you know, from the last several weeks, we've been announcing that we are repairing the church beginning tonight after the 5:30 Mass. It was announced several weeks ago. It's in the bulletin, but it's really the product of the campaign that you chose 5 years ago to do the necessary repairs on our heating and air conditioning units, our lighting, our audio system needs repair, the pews, the plaster, and of course, a new coat of paint. Hopefully this will all be done by Labor Day. But it's also a way in which we're repairing the church in other ways, is it not? There are other repairs needed in our church. We are approaching the first anniversary of the tragic revelations regarding Cardinal McCarrick. It was around June 21st, 2018, and the issues continue to reverberate. But since that time, our parish has entered into a season of discernment. Listening sessions have happened, town meetings, working with universities, getting more into what needs to change in the structures of our church in order to repair them, in order to develop the trust that is offered in the second reading, the promise that God will be with us. How do we know that? How can we trust this church? I like to believe you can trust this parish because hundreds of people like yourselves have saying we need to do some serious work here to change what is not right, particularly around victims, particularly around transparency. We are submitting through the parish council an article for America Magazine this week. Hopefully it'll be published and within the next month, which summarizes what we have done in this parish as a beacon of hope, as a way of living out the gospel and the Acts of the Apostles today in the 21st century that needs. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are called, we are sent to live the Acts of the Apostles today in the 21st century of repairing, renewing the church. But in a certain way, we need to wait. Wait for a new spirit. Wait for some ways in which we can gather a new momentum to preach and live the gospel. This is where each of us is in our own way is called to listen to the Spirit, to discern how might I be called to help, to heal, to give people hope. It is indeed an ascension day when we are asked with the disciples to raise, to wonder, to ponder the meaning of what is the resurrection. Indeed, is more than a question in jeopardy. It is a question of our life. It is a question of our faith. Ultimately, it's a question, how much are we willing to believe that the Spirit of Jesus Christ, not just ascended, but descended on the Feast of the Pentecost, not just 2,000 years ago, but yesterday, today, and forever. This is the gift. This is the promise. This is the question.